Welcome back to Male Models. This is all Joe's fault.
Stop!
I'm kidding. Just so you guys know, we didn't clickbait you. We are taking a break from the pod, but we're not going to tell you why until the end of the episode. So you have to listen, and we're going to power pack this with ads.
It reminds me of like Donald Duck rolling in money.
Our final episode is just 2.5 hours worth of ads.
Oh, isn't that the dream?
We do conflicting ads. We're like, Male Models brought to you by Coke and Pepsi.
You just had jaw surgery today?
No, I just got back from the dentist. You know what? The truth of the matter is that my adorable profile, my semi-strong chin, it's not random. It's not good genetics. It's actually the byproduct of a terrible underbite, TMJ, and overall stress and neuroses. So my pain is beauty.
Dude, everyone with these jaw problems are having issues today. I have something sad happen to me.
What?
Jojo had a seizure this morning.
And?
He's in the hospital right now. The pet hospital.
Okay, so Jojo is your first animal.
My first furry friend. And this morning we woke up, he was completely normal. And then he just jumped off the bed and started having a seizure. And I took him into the vet. And now he's there. He's on oxygen. And they're monitoring him for the rest of the day.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
This is going to be what? 2-3K at least?
3.5 to be exact.
How did I know? An overnight stay at the vet hospital? Are you kidding me?
Dude, it's more than a person. This is it's bananas how much vets make.
That's crazy. I mean, I don't mean to be heartless, poor Jojo, but the money.
That's what leads this podcast switching over to veterinarianism.
That's why we're converting this podcast to it's just going to be one long Jojo telethon.
So call in right now. Oh, I miss him. He's doing okay though.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
You ever think he's just too little?
If I could have a dog fit in the palm of my hand, like the size of a quarter, are you kidding me?
It's never good, dude. It's always these like 3/4 pound dogs who have like early onset like Alzheimer's. No, I don't know. It's not to be joked about, but it's some may right. We're playing with science.
We are. It kind of feels like a Jurassic Park type of situation where it's just a matter of time before these dogs, maybe they get too big. Maybe they start running around LA. Maybe one of them eats us.
Yeah, that's true. The reality is, like, my friend has a dog, and I'm going to name him because he deserves to be publicly shamed. My friend Anthony, he has a dog. His dog's name is Duncan, short for Dunkin' Donuts.
Actually,
Anthony's got eating issues. And it's a maybe 100-pound golden doodle. It is the worst dog to ever walk this earth.
He doesn't listen.
First of all, it's not trained, and it's a poodle, right? So it's got like a little tinge of like every poodle I've ever met is kind of like, I'm so smart, I might hurt you in your sleep.
Mm.
And it's like got long legs, so it's not like a little stout 100-pound dog, like a pit bull or something, just like, you know, it's
cute
like
and soft.
Got those long. Yeah, it's giraffe-like. And it still humps. He didn't get it neutered. The dog is a menace. And also, don't ask my son about him, because we went over to Anthony's house. And my son was there, and he took off his shoes because the kid likes to get comfortable. And all of a sudden, I hear from the other room the saddest little. And I walk in, and Max goes, "Duncan ate my shoes."
Oh no!
Yeah, Duncan the fuck.
Speaking as someone who has allergies from dogs, when you see a bad dog, do you already get immediately ticked off because you know not only is he going to bother you, but now he's going to give you allergies too?
Yes, but more so, it's just a representation of people. It's like you see a bad dog or a bad kid, and I immediately jump from, I'm not mad at the animal and or the child who could also be an animal at that point. I'm mad at the parent, and I'm just viciously judgmental of the parent, which leads me to my next story, which was, my kid was at the park the other day.
Oh, here we go.
I take him to the park. We know every park in the greater Los Angeles area, and it's not a small county, okay? Some parents feel comfortable talking to other people's kids. Allow me to give a disclaimer, Joe. Don't talk to to my freaking kid. Ever. Unless you're saying, hey, sweetie, you're going to fall off that thing and break your neck. And or, hey, sweetie, we're having cupcakes and we got a couple extra. Would you like one? Is it okay with your father? Other than that, this one woman, and first of all, I don't like people. And Joe, I promise you'll get a chance to talk. But you have nothing to contribute here. I don't like people that have a voice that's reserved for children. Talk to kids like they are human beings, part of the human race. You can say things that children can conceptualize. I'm not telling you to, you know, try to make them understand the nuance of, I don't know, RevShare or AdSense. Only smart people like you and I get that. Influencers.
Top of the food chain.
Yeah. This is why our brains develop quicker than the apes. But these parents who, they put on a tone to the, hey, buddy. Don't you fucking buddy my son. He's not your buddy. And if he knew you, he wouldn't even want to be your friend.
At this point, where are you when these people are talking to Max? Are you like on the bench?
No, I'm active. I'm on the playthings. I'm like, I treat my son like coronavirus. I keep him within 6 feet, but not any closer, you know?
I'm stuck in the slide. I'm hiding in the ball pit. I have my eyes everywhere on him.
I'm ankle deep in the monkey bars, okay? And this woman, it's basically like a little bit of like a spinning thing. And so my son starts to spin it, and he's spinning it like a little bit quickly. And there's a smaller kid who's like maybe two, my son's 3 and a half, who's like having a little problem keeping up. But like, I quickly would have said, hey, buddy. So, or I wouldn't say, hey, buddy, because I'm not that kind of guy. But I would have said, like, Maxie, slow down. Like, I always say, like, hey, your friends might trip. Like, slow it down. But this mother starts going, hey, bud. And I'm like, here we fucking go. She's like, there's other littler kids. You're a big kid. It's like, Max wants to be like, yeah, no, like 89th percentile. I know, sweetheart.
Don't like, already start on me, lady.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm a size 9, okay? My shoe size is huge, and they're all light-up shoes because my father does well.
That's what he says.
So she goes, hey, buddy, you're a bigger kid, and there's other little kids here who can't go as fast, so let's slow it down, okay, bud? Okay, let's keep it slow, bud. And I take the rage of 1,000 suns. I take all the rage that I immediately feel towards my father that was never there, towards the casting director who didn't want me, towards the entertainment industry. I bottle it all up. And I remove my child from the situation. And that's it. And I don't say anything. I don't say nothing to this woman. I don't say, hey, ma'am, I'm right here. You don't talk to him. You keep your words in your mouth. And your ugly dress you have on. It was not a nice dress, Joe.
What town are we talking?
We're talking Playa Vista, which is by the beach.
Oh, okay.
It just was, and then it was funny because I removed my child because it's really your only option if you're a good parent, right? Because you can't talk to other people's kids or parents. But you can talk to your own kid. Like there was another little bastard the other day. Didn't want to share with Max. Very mean. I can't talk to this little bastard because I have self-restraint because I know what's good for the gander. So I remove Max from this situation where he's being berated, being told to go away. You cannot have this.
Actually?
I said, this is clearly Max's turn, you little fuck you. His name's probably Ethan or something. I go, Ethan, get off of it. All right. You've been here for 8 minutes. Share. No one teaches you, Ethan. But I remove Max, and then we have a little inside joke. I go, you know what, Max? Some kids are mean. Some kids don't share. Some kids don't feel like being nice. And he looks at me and goes, you're right, Dad. And I go, come on. Let's go buy another pair of light-up shoes. Fucking Ethan can't afford it. But you know, I mean, is that not infuriating? Like, what if someone talked to JoJo like that?
Oh, I'd be livid. Is he having a seizure? Because that's where I'd draw the line.
Did he have a seizure in front of you and your girlfriend?
Yeah, in front of Caitlin. I was downstairs. I was about to go to the gym. Already hopped on my Celsius. I just heard her screaming, and I come up, and she's crying. I didn't see it, and I feel so sorry that she had to witness it, but it was, like, the most heartbreaking thing I've seen when I walked in there, and he was just, like, laying there. The helplessness, like, you just don't know what to do.
Yeah, I don't mean to gender it, but girl freakouts are always the worst. You know, like, when they start crying over something like that, like, the few times Paige has cried over Max, or just, like, in general, when they're really, like, freaked out, it's not good.
Yeah, because now you have to worry about the situation and her, and it's, like, there's no, like, protocol. Like, so I called his vet, and then they tell me to take him to the hospital, and then you just immediately go. It was bananas, man.
Like, I like the way that men with our, like, arrested emotional development deal with upsetting things, like, because it's much healthier when a girlfriend or my wife, like, you know, falls to tears or has an emotional response. Whereas my best friend, Len, whenever something bad happens, he'll just start going, nah, homie, nah, nah, homie. Oh, hell no, homie. And I'm like, what? Like, what?
He'll tilt his hat backwards. He's ready to catch a Pokemon.
Yeah, I'm just like, I don't know where these emotions are coming from, but I think they're misguided.
Would you be good in a state of panic? Like, let's say you were on a plane and you were in the emergency exit row and you had to help evacuate everybody. Are you able to keep your cool and help people get off the plane?
Yeah, I think I'm surprisingly good in catastrophe. I'm good. I'm more of like, you know, in sobriety, there's like this idea of like, I'm more of like, I freak out over a broken shoelace, not a broken arm.
Mm.
You know, the small things upset me.
Right. But the seriousness puts you into like that mode where you're ready to just fix it.
Yeah, like adrenaline. Like, and I also pride myself on being level-headed in moments where people would feel that it was appropriate to freak out, like being stoic about it.
Right.
This episode of Male Models is brought to you by Feels. Look, CBD isn't about what you feel. It's about what you don't feel. Stress, anxiety, pain. Guys, I love CBD. The truth is, I'm a sober guy, as you all know. So something that was like CBD, I was like, is this psychoactive? I'm a little apprehensive. But then when I heard the benefits of CBD and that it doesn't affect you in that way, I said, baby, sign me up. And Feels is my brand because Feels is a premium CBD that will help to keep your head clear and feel your best. It's hassle-free, delivered directly to your door.
Feels naturally helps reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. Just place a few drops of Feels under your tongue and feel the difference within minutes. If you're new to CBD, Feels offers a free CBD hotline to help guide your personal experience.
In fact, Feels offers a free CBD hotline to help guide your personal experience so that you find your perfect dose. Joining the Feels monthly membership makes your self-care easy. You'll save money on every order and you can pause or cancel anytime.
Become a member and get 50% off your first order. Again, if you become a member, you'll get 50% off your first order.
They got lots of things. Look, even if you need a dose of chill on the go, you can pop one of Feels' new CBD-infused mints for a clear-headed feeling. And bonus, fresh breath, because you know that you're not brushing, right? And that you've probably turned off some friends and they don't have the heart to tell you, but now you get the benefits of CBD and your friends back.
So become a member and get 50% off your order. Did I say that yet? Become a member by going to feels.com/malemodels2022 and you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping.
Lucky you. Thanks, Feels. It feels good.
Again, that's feels.com/malemodels2022 to become a member and get 50% off, automatically taken off your first order with free shipping.
Want to hear something else funny? It's feels.com/malemodels2022. I know that wasn't funny, but we're required to say all that stuff. Well, it was funny because I almost got in a fight the other day.
Crossing guard?
No, at a Chinese restaurant right by your house. I was treating myself to a post-hike lunch special.
A $4.99, you know, midday Monday.
No, it's like $8.99. It's veggies, rice. It's basically broccoli, string beans, and snow peas in white sauce, garlic white sauce, with a lovely soup and white rice for like $9.99. No protein because your boy has high cholesterol. they call me Big LDL. but so I'm sitting there, And this guy comes in, and you could tell he's like, I, to be honest, I didn't even notice him. I was too busy watching, I think I was watching the Joe Rogan podcast. I'm going to get canceled for that one. So I'm watching my friend. I remember Ryan Holiday on the Joe Rogan pod. And I start hearing this guy talking to the woman who works there, and he's just being abrasive, like really fucking rude. And I quickly go, this guy's crazy. And then I look outside and I see that he drove up in a Mercedes. And I'm like, oh, you're not crazy, crazy. You're functioning enough to drive a $60,000 car. And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to give you an excuse like you're a mentally ill person walking around who needs help. I'm like, you're a high functioning, like you're on the borderline of, are you just a jerk or are you crazy?
Is Ryan Holiday on pause and you're fully invested in this now?
Yeah. So I'm listening to this guy. And he's berating her about the cost of something. I've been coming here 20 years. This is ridiculous. Give me a, like, and he's cursing. And he said, give me a break. Cost you 5 cents. Are you the manager? I'm like, you've been coming 20 years. You don't know who the manager is. Like, you're not invested in your local. Like, I mean, it's not, you know, this is not a Cheesecake Factory. It's a mom and pop Chinese food restaurant. You know, it's probably 3 employees. And tell me if you have this where I go, well, you probably don't have this because you're not exactly Captain Conflict. But I go in my head, I go, if he keeps going, I'm going to say something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because it's getting really rude. And he's berating this woman who's just like very nicely being like, yeah, I just work here and I don't control the prices. Like she's being probably more stoic than me about it.
Uh-huh.
You know, Christopher Collector of Injustices over here. I can't just sit there, you know? I trained with U.S. Marshals. I had a show on Disney Plus for a year.
So I put my suit on. I get my dog.
I pull a 4-inch katana out of my pants. No.
I swing it at him.
Couple throwing stars and a flashbang grenade. No. And so I'm like, don't say anything else. And he's and it really could have gone two ways. It could have, like, right in that moment, he could have walked away and just been a jerk off and I wouldn't have said anything. But then I hear him double down.
Oh.
He's going after her again. So I turn, close my phone,
and leave the restaurant.
Push my rice away, put $20 on the table, leave. No, I'm kidding.
Because I couldn't take it anymore.
I said, this is wrong. I'm going to give her a big tip.
20%, nothing crazy.
Almost double what I usually give. So I look at this fuck and I say, you ready for what I say?
Yeah.
Let me hear.
And say it in like the loudness and the tone, because I want to be there.
I go, easy.
What?
Yeah, baby.
Holy yes. Shit.
You are coming out of your pants right now, my friend.
I think I pooped my pants.
I go, easy. And he turns around and he sizes me up real quick and he can see that I am capable. Right?
Okay.
I'm capable. This is some real Will Smith, Chris Rock shit, because I sized him up too, and I was like, I could take him, I could take him, I could take him, I could take him.
Were you ready to go down that road?
Listen, if you look like Bradley Martin, I would have told the poor girl, listen, I'm so sorry that happened. Here's a little bit extra money.
Yeah.
But the guy looked, you know, I was like, yeah, I could take this guy.
Okay.
So I go, easy. So he turns to me, and he does that typical crazy guy thing, which is he completely buys it back, starts rationalizing his behavior, right? This is very, it follows a pattern I've noticed. He rationalizes behavior. I've been coming here 20 years. This is crazy. Like, trying to talk to me like, hey, bro, I know you think I'm crazy, but listen, like, come on now.
Oh, he's talking to you.
I have ground. Yeah, like, I have grounds.
Got it.
And then when he can't, and I said, listen, just take it easy. I said, you shouldn't talk to her like that.
I wish you guys could see Josh's eyebrows. Huh? Impressed?
So then, when he
sees... If I was with you at this point, I'd be shitting. I'd be outside in the car. I'd be sitting in the car with the keys in the ignition, ready to drive us away.
Joe, I have no faith that you would ever back me up in a fight, and I'm okay with that.
I'll tell him to get off you.
No. You know what you are? You're good. You're like a security guard. You're just there to observe and report. Yeah, you're like, I'm Timmy Testify over here.
I'm Marty the Mall.
I'm Terrence Testimony.
I won't be there today, but I'll be there in 3 months in court.
So now that he sees it, I'm not going to be like, yeah, bro, you're right. You know, this girl making, you know, $15 an hour is a real, she really deserves to get told off. When he sees that he's not getting through to me, he doubles down on the crazy, right?
Uh-huh.
And then he starts going, what are you going to do? Hit me?
Shut up.
Yeah, he starts going, how's this going to end? You beat me up? And I'm like, I'm not going to touch you, but don't talk to her. Like I'm literally just settling down. I'm like, just be easy and get out of here.
Yeah.
So he takes his takeout and he goes, you probably voted for Joe Biden too. And walks out of the restaurant. And he's right.
Yo, what a lunatic.
Total loon.
What the hell?
This is the most upsetting part. You'd think this waitress, this poor woman. I mean, so she goes, thank you. He's crazy. He's always like that. Thank you. And I go, no problem. Now, what are you going to be doing for me?
That's what she said to you?
No, I'm thinking like I'm getting something free.
Free fortune cookies, maybe a lo mein to go.
Yeah, I'm thinking she's going to tell me, listen, you're in good standing here forever. You eat free. Your family eats free. What you've done here today, we'll never be able to repay you. She refilled my water glass.
Shut up.
I was like, this is it? No, you know, no chow mein noodles, nothing, you know, a free side of duck sauce, nothing, you know, that's what happens. This is why superhero mythology is what it is, right? Superheroes are always getting pissed off because people don't really give them their due.
But superheroes don't wait for the duck sauce. Superheroes do their due diligence and then leave. That's what you should have done. Come back in a week, chest out. You okay, babe?
I like leave. I'm like, hey. I'll never let anyone talk to you like that. And then they go, wow, that was so... Oh, he didn't pay.
The whole thing was for you to get a free $8 meal.
Yeah, I'm like, I assume my money is no good here.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man, this is my life, bro, day to day. By the way, if there's anyone listening who's like some sort of oral surgeon, maybe someone who just has a Botox hookup and wants to like give me some help with my TMJ, my DMs are open. If you're in the Los Angeles area and you want to hook me up with some TMJ treatment, granted, I'm already talking to some people, but you know, we love free stuff. Let's really juice the audience right now for our final episode for right now.
And it doesn't even have to be like the best of the best. If you guys have Groupons, hit us up. Let's make it happen.
Hey, Tammy Topics here. I was looking at the most popular fast food chains in the country.
Okay.
So by each state, what is the most popular fast food chain by state? Should we play a game?
Yes.
Let's start with give me a state. Give me a nice state, a state you like.
California.
In-N-Out or Chick-fil-A?
In-N-Out.
Yeah, that's right.
Texas.
Chick-fil-A or Whataburger?
Whataburger.
Wrong, Chick-fil-A.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, those are the two I thought I knew.
So it's really fascinating because McDonald's and Chick-fil-A, and this map could be fucked, I don't know. But they seem to like have a majority of the states. Another state, go.
Florida.
Subway. Or Jack in the Box.
Subway.
It's Chick-fil-A.
Okay. All right. Throwing curveballs.
I mean, who would have guessed?
New Jersey.
I wonder if there's like an old Jersey. I think that's a Drake and Josh joke. Oh my God. I mean, you're never going to guess. You'll never guess this. I'll make it easy. Popeyes or Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A.
Church's Chicken.
No way.
Yeah, maybe this is not right.
There were no Church's Chickens in New Jersey when I was there.
I feel like East Coast, if we're being honest, especially in the Northeast, it's maybe not the sexiest option, but it's McDonald's.
I think it is McDonald's because there's one on every corner. It's just majority.
Yeah, it's McDonald's. It's Mickey D's.
Can we talk about Logan Paul?
Yeah, let's talk about it. Did you see him at SummerSlam?
He leapfrogs into the WWE and doesn't even tell us about it.
Oh, God. I mean, I just, you know what? I want to dislike the Paul brothers, but they continue to do things that just makes me love them.
He's going to be the next Rock.
Probably.
I think he's going to follow the Rock's path in WWE. They're going to generate a superstar, and then he's going to jump off from there.
I watched him jump from the top turnbuckle of the SummerSlam ring and literally body slam The Miz on a table, and it was one of the most athletic things I've ever seen.
It was bananas. He's the new Jeff Hardy. Not Jeff Hardy, but...
He wishes. But it was like perfectly executed. I couldn't get over it. He's a physical specimen. I can't get over... I mean... You know, I've only had lovely interactions with the Paul boys, so I don't think I'm speaking out of school here. But like... I'm glad Logan isn't like a 10 in the face. I mean, and I think he'd admit that. He's like, you know, he's nice looking, but like if he had, you know, Ryan Gosling's face and that body, I'd be like, forget it. Not, like life isn't fair. Like I'm glad he's a little more rugged. By the way, a very nice looking man regardless. Shit.
I'd spend an evening with him.
Is Logan coming for me? Logan, I'll tell you, I mean, I know I've told you off mic my Logan story, but have I ever told the people?
Which one?
The one thing...
On the next.
If only. The one thing I will say is that I remember Logan and Jake, this was like 2014 or 2013 maybe. They were working with a buddy of mine who's an actor and they were shooting a short. And they asked me to be in the short. And I didn't know Logan and Jake super well then. I knew them through Vine and whatnot. But my buddy Greg Sipes, who was working with them, asked me to be a part of it. I said, sure. So they had to age me and basically like do this makeup that would make me look like, you know, 50 years older, which takes like 2 hours. So I remember that I'd had my wallet in my jacket and I'd sort of put it over to a side because I had to like sit there in the makeup chair for 2 hours. So we shoot all day, we're done. And when you have that much makeup on, the makeup artist, not sometimes, every time will help you get it off because you have like special glues on your face and it's a process. Sometimes it could take an hour to get it off. And they have special like creams and oils to get it off and whatnot. And I just remember that the makeup artist, you know who you are, and I hope you're listening, and I hope I see you one day. There were two. There was this woman who was the greatest, and there was this one guy. I don't even remember his name, but you remember who you were. And I just remember he like gave me 2 makeup wipes and left promptly, like quickly. And I was like, that was weird. He's not going to help me. And so I'm like taking it off in the mirror by myself. I'm like, oh, cool. Like this hurts. I probably need more appropriate salves and bombs to get this off. And I go back to get my jacket and my wallet's gone. And I remember it was Christmas time. And so I had like $800 or $900 in my wallet for, you know, illicit for Christmas gifts. And, you know, because I would like give people like, you know, just tips, like people who worked in my building and whatnot. So my wallet's gone and I'm like bummed. I'm like, oh, that's so crappy. I mean, it just sucks when someone robs you, but more so it's just like, you know, I had this cash in my wallet. And so it was like not a normal day where, okay, I can replace everything. I'm like, oh, $900. It doesn't feel great. And all I remember is that it got back to Logan that my wallet had been stolen. And that night I like see an alert on my phone from PayPal for $1,500. And it was just Logan just was like, you did me a favor. You showed up and you got your wallet stolen and that sucks. And I was like, it was actually $2,000, but that's fine. No, I'm kidding. I lie. But I was like, you know, that I respected that. And I just remember always thinking like, you know what? That's solid. Not something you or I would do, but Logan Paul, something he would do.
I would have sent over a Ridge wallet, you know, something maybe I got from a sponsorship.
Yeah, an edible arrangement, perhaps some athletic greens.
Maybe I tried the first sample and I gave you the rest, but either way, it's still a nice gesture.
Some Feel CBD.
Some NordVPN.
Some Helix. We just do a final shout out. All right, so I guess let's stop dancing around it, Joe. Tell the people.
Guys, this is the final episode of the Male Models for now.
For now.
Could come back.
Never know. We're taking a break.
We might be modeling soon. We might not.
Joe has his podcast with Ilya. I'm starting a new podcast, and we just realized that no one was listening. No, I'm kidding.
Are you doing a new pod?
I think I'm going to start a new pod, which we will announce soon, but we're just taking a break. This was season one of Male Models. I'm about to have a kid next month. Things are going to get a little bit busy and stressed, but it's... All right, I'm just going to tell everyone, Joe. This podcast was started because the CDC and the World Health Organization, at the apex of the coronavirus pandemic, they said, Joe, Josh, we got a problem. Spirits are low and people are bummed. And they need something to giggle at. Can you help the people get through this incredibly difficult time? We said, hey, listen, we're busy. We're making so much money. But you know what? We'll do it. Can we monetize it? Fine, we'll do it. And that's what we did for the last year. We got your minds off what's gone on in the world. We kept you busy. We gave you everything. But things are better. The vaccines work, kinda. So we're taking a break until the next pandemic, which it seems like it's going to be sooner than later.
Shout out monkeypox.
Well, thanks, Joe. Love you, buddy.
I love you, Josh. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for rating us. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for keeping up with us. And thanks for messaging us all of your positive feedback.
Love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. On the last episode of Male Models.
Woo!